have with us in our studio at the National Results Centre in Pretoria, the DA Parliamentary Leader, Ndiwe Mazibuko. Ndiwe, good afternoon to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking out the time to chat to us. The results are coming through at the moment as it stands on the big screen on our right. We see that the DA has so far attained 2.5 million roughly. What's the feeling with regards to the results? Are you pleased with it overall?
Yeah, we are very pleased. The indications are that we're probably going to end up with about 22 to 23% of the vote, which is a full 7 percentage points higher than we got in the last election, which is a huge amount of growth, bigger than any other political party on that board. So we are very, very happy with the national results. We're also happy with the results in the Western Cape, where we've increased our majority there, and it looks like we're going to get about 59 to 60%. So it's a very exciting day for the DA.
Yes, indeed, for overall the national as well as the Western Cape, where the DA has made significant gains. However, Gauteng, 100 million rand spent and wasted.
We spent a lot of money on the Gauteng campaign. It was very, very important to us to bring the ANC below 50%. And to give the people of Gauteng an opportunity to have an opposition coalition government. That was our goal. The numbers from Gauteng aren't complete.
Was that really the goal, or was it to win the province?
The goal was to bring the ANC below 50% so that we could govern the province. It's always our goal to bring the ANC below 50% and govern in coalition, because that is always the most realistic goal. In some cases, like the Western Cape, we're lucky enough to be able to pass the 50% mark. And even in 2009, we didn't expect that to happen, and it did. Our aim in 2009 was to govern the Western Cape in coalition, and we managed to get a full majority. So likewise in Gauteng, our goal has always been to win it, to govern it, by pulling the ANC below 50% and forming a coalition government with other opposition parties.
Overall, with the provinces, the numbers coming through from the various provinces, are you pleased with that? Some of the provinces where the DA will not be the official opposition, provinces like the Northwest as well as Limpopo.
Yeah.
As it stands at the moment, it's just five provinces where the DA will be the official opposition. Are you pleased with that?
It's an increase from the number we had in 2009. It looks like we have surpassed COPE as the official opposition in the Free State. We're replacing them as the official opposition in the Eastern Cape. We're replacing them as the official opposition in the Northern Cape. And we're currently neck and neck in KZN, my home province, where we could pass the IFP and become the official opposition. That is hugely exciting. It's an indication of how many new supporters we've won in this election and how far flung they are and how many different parts of the country they come from.
You're speaking about KZN. At the moment, as it stands, that the IFP is almost 100,000 votes ahead of the DA. Are you still waiting for numbers to come through, perhaps from the metropolitans, or what is it that you're so optimistic that you may just go forward?
We're waiting for numbers to come in from the big municipalities. The Ethekwini numbers are almost finalized, but Mkungundlovu is not. And there are other parts of KZN where we have a lot of DA strongholds, DA wards, DA supporters. It may still be possible for us to do well in that province.
In terms of the overall effort that has gone into the elections and the what you were expecting to get out of the elections, has that been pleasing to you in all the provinces?
I think, you know, the fact that we had aimed to pull the ANC below 50% in the Northern Cape, for example, may not happen. But regardless, we've been able to come back from being the third party in the Northern Cape to becoming the official opposition. So there are some goals that we had that we haven't achieved, but it doesn't mean that in not achieving them, we haven't achieved other goals. So I'm very proud of the work my colleagues have done in this election, the work that we've done as a party. And as I said at the beginning, I think it's clear from the results that are coming in that the DA will probably be the biggest winner, or the party that grows the most, if not the national government, in this general election.
Part of your election manifesto has been 6 million real jobs. You've also been speaking about corruption. But that hasn't really reflected the fact that the masses are not really, have not showed the protests, or they have not been inclined to that message. That's why they haven't voted for the DA. So what do you draw from that? That people continue to still vote for the ANC and they have still that big margin.
Yeah, the masses have voted for the DA in large numbers. If we hit 23% today, we will have increased our support by 2 million voters from 2009. That is an extraordinary number of people. It is bigger than any other political party, and it's a number that cannot be underestimated. On the flip side, yes, the ANC seems to have done well as well. It is possible in a PR system for both the governing party and the opposition to do well in an election. But even regardless of that, the ANC is going to reduce its support. Even though it may be 1 percentage point or even 0.5 percentage point, there is a slow reduction of support for the ANC. And these things don't happen overnight. We've never expected them to. Our plan for 6 million jobs is for 6 million jobs by 2024. And we believe that by 2024, we will have been able to form a coalition government at national level with other opposition parties. So we are totally optimistic about this election. Yes, everything hasn't gone the way that we had thought it would, but overall, I think we have done very, very well.
You continue to say that you're pleased with the gains that have been made, but there has been the figure that has been thrown around of possible 30%, and that was the aim. That is well short of that 7%. So even though that you're short, you're still pleased with the 23%.
We are the only political party that has grown from election to election. Yes, we did speak about having a 30% target in 2011. It was a stretch target, and we acknowledged that fact. And we were very excited about the prospect of going out and trying to gain that number of votes. But over time, it became clear to us that it might be too stretched a target, and so we revised it, and we started to talk about what was more realistic. And what we wanted was to be in the region of 25%. In other words, to do as well in percentage terms, if not slightly better, than we did in the local government election, which, as I said earlier, would give us an extra 2 million votes. I find it strange that anyone would dismiss 6% growth from the general election in 2009 or dismiss an extra 2 million votes as not being a success. It is a massive success. The EFF, which is the third biggest party, is sitting on 600,000 votes at the moment. If we can add 2 million votes to our tally, we will have practically quadrupled the number of people supporting us compared to the next biggest party. So again, I say, success is not an absolute concept. Yes, there are some goals that we had that we didn't reach, but it doesn't mean that we haven't been successful in this election.
In terms of increasing your voter base, where do you feel you've drawn voters from? Because Scope was there, they had 1.3 million. Obviously, they have fallen to the wayside. Mm. We have EFF that has emerged. They haven't been able to draw from the entire Cope base. So it seems as though that you've drawn from those voters, but you haven't been able to eat into the ANC base.
I think we have eaten into the ANC's base, perhaps not in the same numbers that we've eaten into the other opposition parties' votes. But nevertheless, I think that we absolutely have taken votes from the ANC. And the clearest indication of that is the by-elections that we've been contesting in the run-up to this general election, where we've taken wards from the ANC, we've come close to taking wards from the ANC, and critically, we've grown in communities where we've never had support before. During this election campaign, I went to a place in Sanin, in Limpopo, where a man named David Mazibugo is the ward councillor. He is my namesake, and technically, according to Zulu custom, he is my family. But he is running Limpopo's first all entirely black DA ward, a ward that is run by the DA that has not a single white, Indian, or coloured voter in it. I think that is an exciting development, and those votes were taken from the ANC. They were not taken from any other political party. So I think there's no question of the fact that we're taking votes from the ANC and from other opposition parties. And both, I think, are good things, because what we're getting from the voters is a message, which is that it doesn't want a fragmented opposition. The electorate wants an opposition that is made up of big political parties that have a chance of tackling the ANC and challenging it for power.
In terms of those who have voted for you, as indicated on the board, 2.6 million, what can they expect from you in the next 5 years?
2.6 million so far?
Yes.
What can they expect in the next 5 years? They can expect a DA government that will continue its track record in government, that will ensure that it delivers to all the people and does so best in the ANC. And they can expect an increased opposition in Parliament that will, with the extra numbers of MPs that it has, really hold the ANC accountable for its record in government at national level.
In terms of the Western Cape, the DA will continue to govern the Western Cape as it has obviously worn that, or it's an unassailable lead it has taken. But in the five other provinces, as we stand, the DA will be the official opposition. In terms of the role that the DA will be playing as official opposition, what sort of role will that be in the next five-year term?
It will very much mirror the role that we have at national level. So the responsibility of any provincial legislature is to oversee the government of the province and to write legislation where it's necessary that will enable the delivery of services to the people of that province. Where we're the official opposition, we're going to ramp up the work that we've done already in those provinces of holding the governing party accountable, and we're also going to lay the foundations for the local government election. We've done very well in PE. We've done very well in the Eastern Cape in general, but becoming the official opposition in Bisho means that we can start to talk about the DA's potential to become the next government of the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro to a wider and wider audience and really solidify our position in that province ahead of the 2016 election. So it's going to be a combination of holding the ANC's feet to the fire, making sure it governs effectively, and also talking about what our offer is in those legislatures so that more and more people support the DA at the next election.
The DA is commonly, or there's a notion that exists that the DA is perhaps a pro-white party or perhaps a pro-wealthy party. Has any patterns that have emerged from the elections thus far rebutted that in any way?
I think it's too soon to talk about which communities our votes are coming from. As I said earlier, my prediction and my feeling about where they're coming from is based on the results we've had in by-elections around the country. But I think once all the results are in and every single ward, every single VD in the country is analysed, only then will we be able to see the profile in terms of income, in terms of racial group, and other groups will we be able to determine who has been supporting the DA. I'm confident that we have drawn support from the most diverse group of people in South Africa, but I can't say that authoritatively until I've seen what finally comes up on the board.
Speaking about what will come out finally, we're sitting at 2.6 million. Where do you see it ending in terms of numbers?
No, I don't predict this close to an election result. That would be reckless. I will say that all the numbers that are being touted by organizations like the CSIR are putting us at between 22 and 23%. And in my view, that would be an outstanding result.
Overall, are you pleased with the fairness of the elections?
There have been challenges in provinces around the country. What happened in Bekkersdal was tragic, especially given that it's been 20 years of democracy and this is supposed to be a very special, very important election, given that we've just lost our president, Nelson Mandela. But nevertheless, I think that the IEC has done a credible job in this election. I think they've worked very hard to make sure that they roll out a free and fair process. It is a pity about the problems we've experienced at local level, but we will be lodging complaints where necessary to make sure that the IEC improves on its performance the next time around.
Lindiwe, thank you very much for coming to the studio and chatting to us. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Bye. You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We go for a short break.